We spoke before about the shofar being the call from the depth. There's a couple of other elements to dwell on regarding the shofar. We know the shofar was sounded at the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. And you can imagine standing around the mountain, waiting expectantly for God to descend on the mountain, perhaps not even sure what is happening, but sensing the excitement and the depth of the moment. And the sound of the shofar blast start, as it's said in the Torah, that the sound of the shofar progressively got louder and louder. In many ways, Rosh Hashanah itself is like us standing by Mount Sinai. We're ready to receive the Torah once again, recommit ourselves to the Torah once again. That's really, it comes hand in hand with the reckoning we make of ourselves. Let's hold that thought for a second and move on to another idea of why we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The blowing of the shofar, we are told, and it's a theme of the day itself on Rosh Hashanah, is the coronation of Hashem. We say, Maloch HaKol Olam Kulo. We turn to God and say, please reign over all of us. Essentially, we coronate Hashem. We accept God as our king. We accept God as our ruler. We submit ourselves under the dominion of the Almighty. And of course, this runs into the first idea of receiving the Torah. Submitting ourselves to the word of Hashem means that we accept upon ourselves not just the relationship of Hashem, but also that Hashem has given us as a gift, the Torah. So they really work hand in hand. Of course, we accept God as our king over us. And of course, we ask God for all the blessings that only God can bestow upon us. And at the same time, we commit ourselves not only to His reign, but also to His word and to the Torah that has been given to us as that bridge between us and the Almighty. All of this must be done with joy, with total acceptance. And though there's a somber tone to the day, it's actually quite a joyous day. Think about our power to coronate God, our power, which one would think is limited in scope, actually extends to our ability to tell God, we want you as a king over us. Imagine that. There's no such thing as a king without his people. If a king doesn't have his subjects, the king is not king. And it is us who have that ability to coronate God. And we do this on Rosh Hashanah. We do it with the blowing of the shofar. We do it with joy. We do it with accepting Hashem and coronating Him, accepting His mitzvahs. Again, also that with joy. These ideas are so powerful. These ideas are so unbelievably empowering to think that we, us, with all of our impediments, us, with the little humble streak that we have the ability to coronate the Almighty, and with that, usher in New Year, replete with blessings, and a deeper relationship with Hashem.